With the toy shopping season underway, both in stores and online, a consumer watchdog has issued an annual report about toy safety. The 34th annual Trouble in Toyland report from the Public Interest Research Group says toys have become safer in the past 3 decades, but some toys still on store shelves or for sale online can be dangerous to children. Hazards, including lead paint or toxic chemicals, are not easy to identify, but some dangers are detectable, according to Sarah Vonk, an organizer with MassPerc.
Parents and gift givers can keep detectable dangers away from children through simple in-home testing and monitoring. These include choking hazards, extremely loud noises, and products intended for adults.
She said a toilet paper tube can be used to determine if a small toy or a part that is removable poses a choking hazard.
If it makes it through to the end, you can assume it's unsafe for a child to play with and can cause harm.
Other common hazards include powerful magnets that can be swallowed and uninflated balloons. The report says many toy slime products now on the market contain potentially dangerous amounts of boron, and some children's jewelry contains cadmium, which can cause cancer and other health problems.
Without any warning labels, parents are unaware of the potential danger that these popular slime products pose. We're calling on policymakers to require labeling for children's products with high boron concentrations and to set health-based standards as well.
Vonk said toys that have been recalled because they are safety hazards may show up for sale online or at yard sales. She says investigators in MassPerc's Boston office recently purchased online 2 toys that have been recalled.
And the CPSC and manufacturers must do more to notify customers about these dangers through direct notification and aggressive marketing.
A list of recalled toys is available at the website recalls.gov. PERG's latest report that identifies hazardous toys still for sale and provides tips for parents and other gift givers is available online at toysafetytips.org. The consumer group's effort to warn people about dangerous toys was applauded by Paul Bailey, executive director of Springfield Partners for Community Action.
We have a child care program. We take care of 107 kids downstairs every day, and we sure want to make them safe. Any information is helpful to the people that we serve. Any information is helpful to keep kids safe.
However, the Toy Association accused PERG of using the Trouble in Toyland report to, quote, needlessly frighten parents with baseless claims, unquote. The trade group for toy manufacturers said all toys sold in the U.S. are subject to rigorous standards. The association did urge people to use caution when buying toys at flea markets and from unverified sellers at online marketplaces. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.